Hey, this is your girl Imani, and you are now tuned into Model with the Marks. So, on today's episode, I want to talk about something that's major in the fashion industry, the entertainment industry, whatever industry that involves different diversities of people. And this is something I always wanted to talk about. And, you know, I'm starting to see a lot more or certain models speak out about how they do fashion shows. And there's these makeup artists, hairstylists that don't know how to deal with their skin or hair. And this is getting ridiculous. So why not talk about it? And why not gain some insight and learn more about it? And hopefully this get through to the right person and make somebody want to get motivated to actually start studying different types of hair, skin tones, to actually learn about the things that they are doing and ways to improve their craft, since they're quote unquote professional in the industry. So back to this very, very interesting topic that is dear to my heart. Okay, so I had probably at least 4 incidents so far where, as a freelance model, I just don't get it. Like, and I'm not even, you know, signed to a modeling agency yet. But the shows I've done is, you know, you kind of see what other models are talking about, us African Americans are talking about, when they are doing like shows for like Chanel or Dolce & Gabbana or whatever show they do. You kind of see what they're talking about once you get into the agency somewhat. Okay, now, so I feel like as a hairstylist, you should be well versed on that already. I feel like, why would you even waste your time, your money, to go to a school that only teach you about one type of hair? And honestly, I'm going to say it, Caucasian hair. They have straight hair, some have curly hair. It's easy to flat iron, it's easy to do, it can be versatile, but you're not taught how to do African-American hair. And that's sad. How can you be called a professional? You're not a professional. I feel like you're an amateur, honestly. Why even waste your time to try to submit to these shows when you're not versatile, when you know that it's a 90% chance that there's going to be at least one African-American model, probably more African-American models that are doing this show, and you're telling me that you can't do African-American hair? And to be put in a position as an African-American model to like either have that one African-American hairstylist there and they make me wait for that stylist to be done with that next person so they can do my hair, or they send me to a Caucasian quote-unquote professional hairstylist that don't know what to do with my hair, don't even put time, don't even put effort. It's like, you're getting paid for what? And you're just there. You're not really helping out. You're not doing anybody a favor. You're just there. You're basically a learner. You need to learn before you do anything or touch anybody else's hair. Because I feel like in this industry, it's not fair. Like, why should we have to, as a model, come and worry about something like that when it's not our job to worry about something like that? Our job is to show up, put clothes on, and rock the runway and not be worried about, oh, I'm coming to a show and I'm worried about how they're gonna do my hair, how they're gonna do my makeup. That's something that, as you guys, whoever listening, as a quote-unquote professional MUA or hairstylist, should know already. And it shouldn't be that big of a problem. So it's like, how can you allow yourself to be called something as that when you're not that? You're not a professional at all. You're an amateur in my eyes. And I don't feel bad about saying that. You're an amateur. So it's time for me to bring it back to why I'm feeling this way, or I'm giving you actual facts of the things that have happened. And this is real, so let me rewind it back for you guys. I booked my first fashion show when I was 17 years old in North Carolina. And at that time, I knew nothing about how to do my hair. At the time, I did have Brock's braids in my hair. And, you know, I didn't know what to do with it. I didn't know what they were going to do with my hair. I mean, they never said anything about it. So me being a first-time model doing a show, I just stuck with my box braids. Now, when you have box braids, for those who know, box braids can be versatile. You can put it in a bun. You can even braid it back if you wanted to. You can do all that with box braids. You can curl them up if you would like. It's kind of sort of a versatile style as well. So I, you know, somehow, some way, I'm always like the last person to get their hair and makeup done. And I remember me waiting there at that show. And everybody else is getting their makeup done, their hair done. I actually was like the first person to get my makeup done. That was nothing. That was a breeze. I'm waiting, waiting. I see every other girl go by. I'm still waiting, waiting, waiting. And we did our walkthrough, came back, and I remember seeing the other quote unquote professional hairstylist. They were sitting there talking, and you know, and they didn't know they were looking at me like they didn't know what to do with my hair. And I was like, all right, cool, fine, whatever, you know, I don't care, like, I'm still gonna walk, you know, whatever. And I'm gonna call her a professional stylist because she's the only one that came up to me and knew what to do with my hair. She actually pinned it up. It was really nice. It was easy, and they were afraid of my hair because they didn't know what to do with it. Because like I said, they're not versatile to how you spend thousands of dollars for school to learn something as of this, and you're not even versatile in it. Like, you know nothing about it. So how dare you call yourself a professional? But that lady, she did such an amazing job with my hair. She pinned it up. I liked it. Satisfied. Done. That was my first fashion show. So my second show went actually well. They had amazing hairstylists, makeup artists that were well versatile, and I think these group of people were actually a team of six, and I think they were interns for a guy, or they just graduated from school, but they were taught phenomenally well, like incredibly well. The stylists knew how to do all types of hair. They had amazing equipment. Hairstylists were so good. They knocked it out on breeze. And the makeup artist was phenomenal as well. They did everything extremely right. They didn't have us walking out with foundation that was not our color. So that went well. But that's honestly the only show that I've done thus far that was well put together with diversity in hairstylists and makeup artists that was well versed, that actually took the time out to study all skin types, hair types, all types of models. Like, and honestly, we need more teams like that. We need more hairstylists, more makeup artists that are really, really passionate about their craft and are willing to learn about all diversities opposed to just one. So far I've talked about a time I did a show where people didn't know how to do my hair, a time where I did a show and actually everything went phenomenally well. And then I'm about to talk about a show where, honestly, this is a show that made me the most maddest I've ever been at a show, because it's like, you cannot call yourself a makeup artist. What in the world were you thinking when you were putting that on my face? And I feel like as a model, as a freelance model, as that, you don't want to say much because you're not in a position to say what you want to say, because that's not professional. And it's like, you don't want to be rude to the quote unquote professional makeup artists that are there to do their job. Like, they're supposed to be professional, but that time they were not. That makeup artist wasn't nowhere near, and I quote unquote professional. Like, she just wasn't. It was just horrible. So this show, like I said, the last one to do my makeup, I was kind of like probably the sixth person in line, or probably the 10th, but people was like walking out, and so it was kind of a rush. Now I understand that in a fast industry, you know, you kind of have to rush, but you have to be consistent with it. Like, you can't just put out anything and think it's going to be okay. Like, you cannot do that. Like, I feel like, you know, if you rush, at least do something simple. Don't try to do something all the way and then a model end up looking crazy. Like, I was looking crazy, and honestly, I was so mad, I couldn't believe it. So basically, I did a show in Charlotte, North Carolina, and the production was well. The hair part went amazingly smooth. So basically, I was the 10th person in line to walk out. Didn't get my makeup. I didn't even sit in the chair yet to get my makeup done. So everybody else was lining up, and I sat down. Now, I feel like as a makeup artist, if you know, like, a model is about to go out, don't try to overdo her makeup when you know in your heart that you are not going to do it right at all. Less is more, in my opinion. And she could have done something simple to my face, honestly. And at that time, I didn't know nothing about makeup. I was so anti-makeup. Like,
I never took the time out, you know, outside of modeling to actually learn how to do my own makeup because I really didn't care about it. So when I would go to these shows, I couldn't say much because I didn't have knowledge of it. But I knew that it didn't look right, and I knew that I didn't look right, and I knew for 100% sure it did not match my skin tone at all. So I sit down. She started doing it. All I see, she's just like piling makeup. And one thing I cannot stand is cakey makeup because it can clog your pores. I don't want all that makeup on my face. Like I said, to me, less is more. I don't need all that foundation on my face. I don't need that powder. I don't even know all the makeups. I don't know what you got to do to contour. I'm not into contouring. I'm not into false lashes. Like, I like my own lashes. Like, I'm that type of model. Like, I don't care about all that cakey makeup. Less is more. So she's like rushing. She's like, I feel like she's throwing anything on my face. So I'm just like, you know, whatever. She got to do what she got to do. She could have done something simple, though, honestly. And I remember just sitting down. She's like rushing, throwing anything on my face. The foundation didn't even match my skin. When I turned around to that mirror, I was so mad. And the fact that I was like the third person left to like walk out. I had no choice but to go out there, you know. And I felt so embarrassed because it didn't look like me. I honestly looked like a ghost. The foundation didn't even match my skin tone. And I looked ridiculous. And I knew in my heart I looked ridiculous because when I stepped out, my mother didn't even recognize me. That's how you knew she overdid it. Like, why would you do that? If you knew that as a makeup artist, why would you even try to do something like that? So it's like, not only are you making me look bad, your work is ridiculous. Like, you shouldn't even be at this show because you are not versatile enough to know how to do African-American skin. Obviously, we got darker skin in you. So if you knew that you didn't have the right foundation or you didn't have enough or just whatever it is, I feel like she had time to wipe that off my face. And to do something simple like an eyeliner and some mascara and some blush and some eyeshadow. That's all she had to do. But she overdid it and the look was so nasty. I honestly looked like a ghost. And I was so embarrassed that when I seen the photos come back from that show, you know what I did with it? Delete on my email because I looked crazy. And I normally save all the photos that I do from that show, from a show. But that one, I ain't trying to remember it. I don't want to remember it. And that right there is why I started learning how to do my own makeup. And even though I'm not well versed on it, I still got my foundation better than what she did. And she's supposed to be professional. It's like, how dare you make me a model walk out like that when you are a makeup artist, which technically has your name on it, and you're making me look bad, which is going to make you look bad because everybody knows that it's not a model's job to care about something like that. And she knew that I was next in line. And so even though she had the rush, less is more. And she didn't know. And I was highly upset because my skin tone was thrown off a whole 10 notches. That's how much I looked like a ghost. I didn't look like myself. And then when the show was over, I was so ashamed that I was walking with my head down. The makeup was so caked up on me. It didn't make no sense. And it was just tacky. How can you call yourself a makeup artist when you have no skills at all? It's like she learned that in her house. Like, she didn't go to school to get her certificate or whatever you do to be a makeup artist. She didn't do that. You cannot do that. Like, they teach you better than that, I'm sure. But she don't take the time. She did not take the time to learn that. And that's what's sad. And that's why I am the way I am. And this is why I'm speaking out the way I'm speaking out. Because people need to notice, like, us models have to speak up. Especially us African-American models, because somehow, some way, we're always at the bottom where people don't want to do our makeup correctly, or we get stuck with shitty hairstyles, and it's not right. Why let us walk out there like that when you see other girls getting all glammed up, looking nice, spray curls, but you can't do that to our hair? How dare you call yourself a professional? And that's sad about this industry. People need to learn that if you're going to be in this industry, you need to be versatile, or better yet, when a designer is casting for their shows, whoever putting together a show, they should be able to at least book one African-American hairstylist or makeup artist that are well versatile, because what I've been seeing lately, it's ridiculous. And I don't want no parts of it. And this, like, last time I did another show, guess what happened to me? I don't think they did my makeup. They didn't do my makeup, honestly. They didn't do my hair. Now, my hair, I understand it because the designer wanted my hair a certain way, which is curls, and my hair was already in curls, so that was understandable. My hair was not a problem. But then they have these makeup artists that know they're on a time, and they still take their time, and they don't even have time to finish us other models. And the last show I done, I had to do my hair by myself, my makeup by myself. And it's like, you're there for what? Like I said, less is more. Like, you know, you have a job to do. We're models. We shouldn't have to worry about our hair. We shouldn't have to worry about our makeup getting done, because that's something that should be provided to us at least 90% of the shows that we do, you know? And they did not do my makeup. They didn't do, like, at least 10 other models' makeup. It's like, how is that possible? Like, we were standing there. Like, we were literally there since 1 p.m. that day. And we had at least 9 hours to get it done, but it wasn't done. And you see these other girls with these nice, glamorous transformations, and we're sitting here like, okay, we the crop of the cream. And it's like, I had to put on, like, some simple makeup. Like I said, less is more. Like, eyeliner. You know, I did my eyebrows, mascara, a little lipstick. And then the designer said she didn't like the lipstick color, so go back down to the makeup artist. And the makeup artist is like, why are you here? Like, change my lip color. And she's about to literally put on more lipstick, a different lipstick color, over the lipstick color I had that the designer didn't like. Like, you're supposed to wipe that off. You should know better. What makes you think that you can just put more on top of a different color? They're two different colors. They don't even go together. And this is what I'm talking about. They're not versatile enough. They're just barely getting by. Why are they letting these make quote-unquote professional makeup artists do these jobs when they don't have enough experience to do something like this? And this is what messed the industry up. Like, do you want us African-American models to start hiring our old team of people that come in specifically for us and not for nobody else? We need to hire more diverse hairstylists, whether they're white, black, whatever they are, hire them that can do that job for every model and not just one specific model, and not try to shy away because they don't know how to deal with an African-American model. That's crazy. And I don't get that. And this industry needs to change. Hopefully it do change. Hopefully this message gets out to the right person that needs to hear this, that only wants to stick with one specific type of model because their model's easy. Nothing in life is easy. No job is easy. You knew what job you applied for on site. Like, you knew what job you were doing, you were getting, and you applied for it for a reason. But you're telling me you're not versatile enough. So obviously that means you're not qualified enough to do that job, because you're not versatile enough. You're not doing enough. Like, you're really getting by, and that's what's wrong with this industry. They're hiring quote-unquote professional makeup artists and hairstylists that are barely getting by. So why does the models, African-American models like that, have to suffer? That doesn't make any sense. Final thought of this episode is that we need to hire more makeup artists, more hairstylists that is versatile than more than one type of model. We need more people that are versatile and also doing African-American models' hair and makeup. It's not fair to us models who show up to do one job that we have, which is to put on clothes, walk the runway. We are not hired to do our makeup. We are not hired to do our hair. So just hire the right type of team that can help us and not stress us out, because us African-American models, some way, somehow, always get the short end of the stick, and we're not really helped. And that's not fair in this industry. And it's sad that we're in an industry where it's only based around one type of model, and it's time for a change. So that's my final thought, and I hope you enjoyed this podcast, or nevertheless, this episode of Model with the Marks. And make sure you guys tune in for the next episode.